From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Today, a new drone is expected to launch into the growing consumer drone market. But it's not coming from a well-known drone company like DJI. It is made by the portable camera company GoPro. We don't know much about GoPro's new Karma drone, other than footage from a bunch of teaser videos, like one posted late last week showing mountain bikers pedaling down a path on the side of some majestic mountainside. Thing is, drones that carry cameras have been around for a long time. They started with people modifying drones to carry point-and-shoot cameras. Now there's a whole host of products that marry camera-controlling apps with drones and the cameras themselves. Even if GoPro hadn't already pushed back today's release earlier in the year, it would have been a bit behind. If it's not first, can it be the best in the camera drone category? Charlie Anderson is senior research analyst looking at mobile computing for the firm Doherty & Company. Charlie, is it possible GoPro is too late to the drone party?
You know, they have a couple built-in advantages, right? So when drones first burst on the scene, what a lot of people did was they basically would attach a GoPro to them. The drones were actually built, the early DJI drones were built to hold a GoPro camera. That was the recording device.
Right.
And so over time, that became just basically built into the drone itself. And so, you know, they do have this enthusiast customer base. You know, they have, I think they've sold something on the order of 20 million plus cameras to date. What we don't know is how many of those cameras are still being actively used, right? But you have to imagine it's somewhere in the, call it single-digit millions at least. So you have single-digit millions of people out there who are maybe looking to breathe new life into their camera, and a drone could potentially be one use. The other thing that they have as a built-in advantage is lots and lots of people have downloaded the GoPro app onto their phone.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be able to directly market to their customer through those apps. And then the last thing is shelf space. There are definitely more stores carrying GoPro products than DJI products at this point.
Okay.
And probably more shelves, you know, dedicated shelf space at those stores where they overlap.
The company has tried some other things, building a channel of GoPro shot content, et cetera. But the company has also struggled a little bit, I think, to continue to grow, right, as a public company. So what do you think? Where is GoPro at more generally?
No, I would say this holiday will really be a referendum on whether their end market is saturated or not, frankly. Because I don't think we can answer that question based on their products the last year, because I just don't think it was a very compelling product set for the target customers.
And the drone may help with that.
The drone would certainly help with that.
Charlie Anderson, he is senior research analyst looking at mobile computing for Doherty & Company. Charlie, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Online harassment and censorship are becoming such unwieldy problems that their solutions have entered moonshot territory. Today, Wired magazine has a huge piece about a subsidiary at Google called Jigsaw. Its goals are big, making the internet safer for all kinds of people all over the world. Almost an internet justice league, its tools are built with big data and state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. Its founder, Jared Cohen, came from the U.S. State Department and reports to Alphabet's top executives. Andy Greenberg wrote Wired's exclusive profile on the subsidiary. Andy, part of Jigsaw's mission is to fight harassment online, and they've built a conversation AI or artificial intelligence to help.
Right. So this is Jigsaw's latest project, and they've essentially trained a machine learning engine to identify what looks like harassment or a personal attack or a kind of aggressive comment in a forum or on a social media site by showing it lots and lots of examples. That's how machine learning works. So they took 15 million comments from the New York Times, along with the Times staffers' data about whether those comments had been determined to violate their policies. And they used all of that to train their machine learning algorithm to automatically identify whether something is a personal attack. And you can, in this sort of prototype that they showed me, type a sentence into it, and it will tell you on a scale of 1 to 100 whether that is a personal attack or whether it's an aggressive comment with no human interaction.
Is part of Jigsaw's mission also to just like kind of make sure the internet doesn't get ruined, which is, you know, also fits into Google's needs and Alphabet's needs as a larger company?
You know, Google's original mission, if you remember, is to make the world's information accessible and useful.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, that's what Jigsaw is doing in kind of the hardest cases. They're trying to help people access information where governments are trying to stop them from accessing it or trying to watch them access it and punish them for their behavior online. And this Conversation AI project is really the hairiest and most fraught of all of those sorts of information access problems. I mean, Twitter, for instance, has a real problem of people being bullied off the service altogether. And when that happens, you know, the internet is ruined in a way. And Google needs the internet to work, I think, for its business to function. And they're trying to kind of preserve the internet for their own long-term benefit, which is good for us too.
Andy Greenberg, senior writer at Wired. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ben.
By the way, we have posted a link to Andy's piece. You should totally read it. It's at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.